Roundhouse Radio 98.3 Vancouver. We're Janice and Corey.
We're very excited to have our next guest in because we've been wanting to, we have so much curiosity. And Camila Zanji is a clinical hypnotherapist right here in Vancouver, also does past life regression therapy and counseling as well. Camila, thank you so much for coming in.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
I must admit, you must be greeted with a lot of skepticism as well as those who believe and those who don't. And that must be an awkward position to be in sometimes, to always have to defend what you do. Or do you find yourself always defending?
I don't do that.
You don't? It's like that, whatever. You don't, if you don't want to come.
Everyone is entitled to believe what they choose to believe. So I meet people who are already convinced, yeah, who want to have an experience. I'm a facilitator. I facilitate the experience for them when they want it. If they tell me I don't believe it, absolutely okay. Because what we believe changes all the time.
Yeah. And I can only imagine if they're blocked, they're blocked. I mean, you have to have some kind of, your mind and your heart has to be open to be able to even speak to you on this level. Otherwise, it's just, I'm sure you feel that block. You must feel that.
You mean the block of...
Of their resistance. Like, you must feel resistance.
Yeah, but I go with them.
Mm, okay.
So I don't go against them. You know what I mean? Like, general public, most of them, they don't have this belief. That's what we were brought up. So you don't have it, that's fine. And you're not my ideal client.
I wanted to ask you, because you're a clinical hypnotherapist, and you can do past life regression therapy, do they go hand in hand?
They do. So past life therapy is one avenue. And we know from A to B, there are many ways to get there. It's just one avenue to get there. So when people are open for that, sure, we can do that. There are emotional problems, mental problems, even physical problems, or the patterns, behavior patterns they want to see. Like, for example, phobias. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, I have no idea in this life that something happened that would cause me to have this intense fear towards something. So when they are open for that, I can take them to another existence. There's a story, there's a scene, and sometimes the seeing that moment would resolve it automatically. And sometimes we do further release. So being a trained hypnotherapist, a clinical hypnotherapist, helps on that level.
So Camille, do we ever come to life as a fresh start? Are we always carrying sometimes the weight or the past of us before? Or do we ever start clean?
That's meant to be. We're meant to start a clean slate. And that's the design of whatever, creation. Mm-hmm. But we choose to carry on certain past trauma or imprint and past imbalance with us.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize it was our choice.
It is. It's every single one's choice. People use the word karma. Mm-hmm. Karma is self-imposed.
I guess I can see it that way. So I guess I could see that.
If you're saying I've got good karma, that's good. But if you say I have bad karma, then you're self-limiting yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Every night when we go to sleep, that's a mini death. And every morning is supposed to be clean slate. And we can live that way if we choose to. But most people don't. Most people drag on the moment they have a wonderful dream. They have good night's sleep. But the morning they start to link what happened yesterday, the problems in the future and the past. And they take with them. And then it becomes problematic. And that's all right, because there are therapists, right, who can help them. but if they choose to live that way, that's it. That's just every day, new day, start anew.
So Camila, does the conversation of nature versus nurture, right? That's a conversation that's been going on forever. But if we are bringing the past with us, whatever past it is, doesn't that kind of debunk the nature versus nurture? If my path from my past is already, if I'm carrying this, it doesn't matter how I think or how I choose. It's tied to me. Am I making sense that way? Like my past is tied to me forever.
Past does not exist, but in your imagination.
Okay.
When I talk with you about my life story, that's mostly the past, right? So it's a story. How I tell the story, it's up to me.
Mm. That's true. That's very true.
So I can tell the traumatic story, but when I tell it that way, victim story, oh, I had the tongues coming from China. When I tell you that story in this moment, right now, when I'm telling it, I already feel, oh, damn.
Yeah.
So the feeling belongs to this moment when I start to tell the story. But if I choose right now to tell the story in a different way, different frame, then I feel differently. So it's not the past that makes me feel a certain way automatically. It's how I'm telling the story about the past now.
Wow, does that ever debunk a whole bunch of stuff? Holy smokes. That's amazing to switch that around.
Yeah, because I think, too, a lot of people, when they hear past life regression therapy, they'll be like, I had my head chopped off in medieval times. Is that where you're going, or are you reprogramming the way people think about everything?
Well, that's fundamentally what it is, reprogramming the way they think about everything to make life easier moving forward. Mm-hmm. So going to past life, the past life regression is really not about past. Eventually we'll learn what we need to learn from that moment and moving forward with more ease and comfort. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose of it. Now, so why do we need to go there? We don't. Am I talking myself out of my job?
Yeah. No, not at all.
But the reason we go there is because the past is already impacting us. It's already doing something to us. People, they had chopped off in the whatever century there was. They already have the fear of turtleneck clothes, and they can't deal with this, can't breathe. So by going there to resolve, As we said earlier, each life, each death is just wiping out, clean slate. But then something is dragged along, something emotional, something is on a soul level, the imprint is like a trauma, is taking to another life. So it's already doing that. We might as well use this past life regression therapy to resolve it.
Because I've heard that some people believe these experiences aren't from past lives, but they're created by the subconscious mind in order to heal.
Yeah, that's a belief, and that's a valid belief. Like I said earlier, I don't really meet people on the belief level.
Okay.
If that's right, that's true, then if my subconscious mind created it, let's just go to subconscious mind to resolve it. You call it past life or call it imagination, I really don't care.
Okay.
When we were off the air before we started our interview with Camila Janzi, who is the clinical hypnotherapist in Vancouver, we said, you know, we'll have a bit of time. And you said, what, 3 hours and to talk about past, and we could. It's so fascinating. But Camila, you not only go to the past, you also go to age progression. And I know we don't have that much time left, but I've never heard of age progression, which is kind of forward thinking.
Yeah, it's like a future life of progression.
So we're not talking, and again, do you do that through hypnotherapy or do you do that just, it is through hypnotherapy?
Yes.
And are people surprised? Are people scared? What's the reaction when that reality comes?
So like I said, going to the past is for the now and going to the future is the same. So going to the future moment, of course, I'm a therapist. I don't take people to go to future traumatic event. That's not a point.
Sure. Yeah.
So there's nothing scary. Just to see the future as if you can watch yourself on a screen, that what you're doing, if you keep this path or if you change, what will happen. So on a subconscious level, it's as if time does not exist. Most of people, they are hypnotized for 2 hours. They come back, they tell me only 20 minutes passed. So time means very differently for the subconscious mind. Yeah. In that, the as if they can have, like, time is almost like a mountain range where past, present, future, this just how you focus. And then they would see something they are doing, who they are meeting. And in that moment, I would ask them a question, what happened back in 2017 that made you experience this? If they like it, then they're going to remember what they started, what they did. If they don't like it, the same question, what happened? Then they stop doing that. That's the purpose.
Gosh, we have so much more control of our lives than we think, don't we?
Yes.
It's just sometimes we feel so out of control, and yet what you're teaching us today is that we do have, we can make these choices. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
We've been speaking with Camila, and if you'd like to contact her directly, you can go to her website, CamilaHypnosis.com. That's K-E-M-I-L-A Hypnosis.com.
You're wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
It's been a pleasure. All right.
We're Janice and Corey. This is Roundhouse Radio, 98.3 Vancouver.